Yeah, what was that last thing you mentioned?
Deer meat sausage.
Yeah. Did you say that you knew how to do it or you don't know?
I don't know how they do it. They probably mix it with probably pork or beef.
Uh-huh.
And other seasonings, and I don't really know how to explain it.
Sounds good. What do you call the kind of sausage that, that's red and, you know, you could get it at a baseball game or a football game?
Link?
Well,
Polish sausage?
You put it in a bun with mustard and...
Oh, a wiener?
Okay.
Is that what you're doing?
Okay, is there any other name for that?
Hot dog.
Okay, and is the wiener or the hot dog refer to the whole thing with the bun and all, or is it just referred to a red thing?
It could be the one.
Both words?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, a wiener, did you ask me? Hot dog could mean both, but not wiener. Wiener just refers to the sausage itself.
Okay. What do you call the kind of sandwich that comes in a big bun about like this, a kind of a crusty bun, and it's sliced this way, and it's got like two or three different kinds of meat, and maybe two or three different kinds of cheese?
Pulled pork.
Okay, anything else? What would you usually drink with a pork boy?
Oh, I probably drink Coke.
Okay, when you say Coke, does that mean necessarily Coca-Cola? Could that be anything like that?
It is Coca-Cola.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call other things like Coke?
I'd call it by whatever name it is, you know, like Pepsi-Cola, RC Cola, whatever kind of cola it is.
Okay. If you went into a bar and didn't want to drink, and you might say, well, don't you have any
Coke?
Okay, you say Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to be on that ad, you know, where they interview people because of their Coca-Cola beer. okay, if you didn't have a Coke and you're over 18, you'd probably have a...
Oh, with the sandwich, we're still talking about the sandwich, or...
Yeah.
Might have a beer with it.
Okay, there are other names for beer.
Suds.
Okay.
And that's about all. I don't really know of anything else that comes.
Okay. What would you call a finger ring that has a large stone in it? You know, a pretty good size stone, about like that. Would you call it anything? Okay. What do you call knee-length shorts?
Culottes or pedal pushers.
Okay, what's the difference?
Culottes.
Uh-huh.
They're longer than shorts.
Okay. Is there any other difference?
Sometimes the way they're cut, the way they're made in front, sometimes they don't look like shorts. It might look like you have on a short skirt.
Okay. And what are pedal pushers?
You can tell they're pants, but they just come usually to the knee.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right at the top of the knee.
These are both women's?
No, men. Well, men wear. They don't wear pedal. I mean, they don't call them pedal pushers. They call them walking shorts, probably.
Uh-huh. And they come to the knee.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What would you call something that came below the knee? Got, you know, halfway down. Halfway down.
Pants?
Yeah. Do you have a name for anything like that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What would you call shorts that came above the knee? I mean, yeah, up here somewhere.
Just shorts.
Okay. What if they were real short?
Short shorts.
Okay. What would you call clothes that somebody else had owned before you got them?
Hand-me-downs.
Okay. Would that be just if you got them from some member of the family or?
Anybody.
Okay, like what if you went down to Goodwill or someplace and bought some clothes?
Oh.
Would that be hand-me-downs or?
No, not if you bought them. They'd just be secondhand clothes.
Okay. What if your house burned down and the Salvation Army came out